Understand? Where food no go grease you. Everything they do, it just will not work. And I said something to you before, to us before, that if you raise your children with this understanding, they will never lack in life. When they see food, it is not because daddy works or because mommy works. It is because God gave us food. That was why Jesus, I noticed it, he never forgot. He never put anything in the mouth without saying, "Father, thank you." I decided acknowledgement of food, the source of food, must be pivotal to, you know, must be crucial for existence. Before you chop, you must say, "Lord, I thank you." Like I said, it's not for God. It's not for him. It's your connection. It's the only way you will stay connected with the source. That's what Thanksgiving is. It's not bribery. It's just what? A connection. I mean, your appliances, they don't work except they are plugged to NEPA, power source. If you disconnect them, is it that the PACN is angry? Say, "You will not work. You will not work." They are not angry. If they are not plugged in, they can't work. Do you understand my point? What am I saying? I believe that that Thanksgiving is just a way by which you keep the wire connected to the source of life, to the source of everything. You move into a new house, no matter how small it is, before you do anything, it's called first fruit. The first thing you do in the house is what? Thanksgiving. I learned long ago, part of worship, just by the way, is what the Bible calls, clap your hands, O ye people. Shout to God with a voice of what? Of triumph. That's part of worship. What is triumph? Triumph does not mean victory. Triumph is the celebration of victory. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, let not my enemies triumph over me. That is, let them not have cause to rejoice over me. That's the meaning of that word. Triumph does not mean to win. To triumph, when they say people are triumphing, triumphing is a celebration. I didn't like parties in my life, honestly. I liked to mind my business, you know, live in peace. The Bible says to learn to be quiet, mind your business. You know, I like the peace and godliness of quietness. If we see me, I started celebrating 10th year wedding anniversary. This one, when my son Akinlu was born, that time I did party. It's not out of, "Are they happy, man? No, you just spend money." No. God in heaven is my witness. I studied the scriptures and discovered that it's a commandment. When they say, "Clap your hands, all you people," shout to God with a voice of triumph. When they say, "Rejoice," again I say, rejoice. Celebration is part of worship. It shows you appreciate what God did. It's different from Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is thank you. Triumphing, celebration is, "Yes, I am happy. The Lord has done a great thing, therefore we are glad." Some people, the Lord does a great thing for them, therefore they are sad. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is, no sign. Look, Mike Murdock said, "What you don't respect, you don't attract." This is where I understand it. That's what I told you. I think I told you a joke once. I was in Lagos, so there was one small driving. I was driving a small Corolla. So that time, when Beast, what they call Beast, the Mercedes-Benz, a Beast, just came out. There was one guy driving one of those cars, very fat, new one like this. So I had to move out of the way because I was driving wrongly. So my cousin whose car I was driving, I said that, "I will quickly turn so that he won't think it's because of him we left the road." And I look my cousin like this. I say, "Auntie, what are you telling me? Are you saying we can't leave the road for him?" "So did you see the size of that car? Why can't we leave the road for him? Is it our mate?" "Look at motor. Motor pass motor." I beg, "No, I left the road for him and I'm happy. I rejoice in the fact that I left the road for him." I'm looking at the engine, that the weight of the engine alone is more than the weight of my car. You're saying I shouldn't feel like of course I left the road for him. What's wrong with you? I left the road for him. What if he jams me? I left the road for him. I told him, I said, "Listen, Bishop Wedekpo said, I believe in good things because good things are good." I'm trying to bring out a principle here. Anything you celebrate, eventually it will come to you. One day my wife sat in church. People were saying, "If you want to marry this year," one lady beside said that, "What is marriage thing, self? What is marriage things? What is it?" She was unhappy. And my wife looked and said, "Me, I'm celebrating it. I like it. I enjoy it." The fact that you don't like it doesn't mean it is bad. Don't use your mouth to spoil anything that is good just because you don't have it yet. Are you getting the point I'm to explain? Yeah, she wasn't enjoying it, but for goodness sake, let those who want to celebrate. And the Bible says, "Rejoice with those that rejoice." It's like, listen, we know we are waiting for "Thou shalt not steal." thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit, thou shalt not this, that. No. Rejoice with them that rejoice is a commandment. So when people are rejoicing, rejoice. You are very good friends, three of you. One got a job, you did wait. The other one got a job, you never get. When you hear the other one got a job, rejoice. Be glad. Stay at home and, God, thank you. Hey, my friend, finally. Not God, we are three. You are three. We are three. And you know. I'm bringing an issue here. We're talking about worship. All of these are what? Forms of worship. Thanksgiving is a form of worship. Celebrating what God has done for you is a form of worship. Praise, which I said earlier, is declaring where the power really belongs to. So when they say that, Nigeria is going to scatter, I say, who's going to scatter it? You know, that's praise. So who's going to scatter it? God rules in the affairs of men. That's praise. And I'm explaining something here. The more we praise God, therefore, you're not seeing the point now. It's not bribery. It's not bribery. It's not trying to give him something that can give us back. It's placing ourselves, all right? Placing ourselves in a place where that power can be manifested. I mean, there are people that if their boss begs, they wonder. It's not out of respect. It's if I lose this job, my father is dead. My mother is dead. I'm dead. My brother is dead. Therefore, they worship the man. Look, when a man is doing something, you don't know what's pursuing him. There are people who are very respectful. And God said, this is respect, it's worship of man. What is worship of man? He believes that if this man does not pay me, I'm dead. If he sacks me, I will never make it. This is a very bad story. One of my friends, when we were in university, one of our sisters, she had a roommate. That girl had a boyfriend. Is it a boyfriend, a man friend? Oh, no, he had a man enemy, because that cannot be a friend. That had to be an enemy. Who used to treat her like, please pardon my English, like a piece of shit. I'm not kidding. I've saw the girl only once. The sister, her roommate, was in her face. She wants to give me the gist. He said, the guy used to, oh God. I know what he used to say. If you just leave me, I'll just leave you. And the guy said, this is what I'm talking about. The guy said, if you leave me, I will die. That my friend, that's our sister. She wanted to kill the guy, you know, like, Listen, after, when they say people should give their lives to Christ, it's not come to our church. It's be delivered. That is, the girl just believed that nobody wants me in life. That's the, again, by the way, those of us having children, let's not forget to tell our children how much we love them. In fact, when I'm leaving the house, that time I was leaving, that was yesterday, my daughter came and said, hey, daddy, you're going out. I said, just pulled me down. So I quickly gave her a hug. She gave me a kiss on the cheek and said, I love you, daddy. I said, I love you too, baby. You can't tell that girl that I will leave you. That the girl will say, you go die. Listen, your whole generation. This young woman, the one I'm talking about, just believed that nobody wanted her. So one goat that gave her attention. You see what praise? I'm talking about praise now. What is praise? If you don't like me, I am accepted in the beloved. My life is hid with Christ in God. I am the apple of God's eyes. For God so loved only me that he gave his only begotten son. I'm doing you a favor. I'm talking to you, sir. Yes. Say, listen. Any man I'm going to marry, I'm there to bless his life. If you are not worthy of, Jesus said that if a man of peace is in that house, anybody worthy of it, your peace will rest upon him. My peace is not going to rest upon you. Come out for here. You know why? Because the power belongs to God. I remember then I told my wife this. I don't say things like that anymore, you know. I was just gisting with her. I said that, look, some people just say that if you leave me, I will die. Just talking about it. I said, how can people say things like that? You leave me, I'm not going to die. I'll feel bad for 2 days, and after I will get over it. Single guys, don't say that. It's not good. I didn't know it was a bad thing I said. So next day, she told me that the way I talk self, you know, what is it? Now I refer to that thing. I said, is it not a good thing that your departure from my life is not going to kill me? And he said, but you say it. I said, okay, I won't say it again. At least you know I believe it.
The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good.
The point I'm making is this. What is praise? A man's departure from your life can't kill you, because your life is hid with Christ in God. Your departure from a company cannot make you poor, because God is the source of all things. All good and perfect gifts, they come from above. Promotion does not come from making the boss happy. It does not come from the certificates you have. He said it does not come from the east or the west, neither does it come from the south. He said, but God is judge. That's what praise is. That's what praise is. So that when I face, you know, there's something I say all the time, we're not here to pray, we're here to learn to pray. Whatever you will do here is just a new habit. I was saying that on Saturday, that people say, enter his courts with praise. Enter his courts with praise. Enter his courts, gate with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. When my wife was asking, I said, let's talk about it really, really, strictly speaking. That was literally talking about the temple, right? Talking about the tabernacle. As we entered the outer court and all of that, all right? I said, that's the temple of God. I said, where is the temple of God now? Are you seeing that? You are now, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Each one of us, we are being built, all right, as lively stones. We are being fashioned into that new temple in heaven. Are you getting what I'm saying? Therefore, if you enter, you want to enter which court now? You are the court. You know? Now, what does that say? He said, praise him continually. That's what he's saying. We're not entering any court now. We are the temple. Therefore, constantly, thanksgiving is part of you. Therefore, constantly, praise is part of you. It's not a worship time. We go to church to learn those things and to do it together. You know what praise is? Praise, listen to this. Praise is a response to situations. I don't know whether you hear me. Praise is not praise the let us praise God now. Let's join hands. We want to praise God. Oh God is great. Thou, oh God, that dwellest in light, unapproachable. And when last we tried to approach it, we were burnt. Oh that is good if you can do it well. But that's not what real praise is. But can I get into the story? One of the messages I was listening to the other day. He said there was one man in their church those days. There is a song they used to sing. In that church song, what they used to say is something like, like with the power of God, I can climb 1,000 mountains. I can run through a troop. Something like that. He said anytime they're in church, the man will listen. They sing that song. They must sing the song. He said one day he followed the man home or something like that. And the wife said, please, that Junior needs a new pair of shoes. The man said, ah, what do you mean? You think I'm made of money? Every time that I bought one for him just a few weeks ago, you think I'm made of money? Can I say, look at the man. This is the man who can climb 1,000 mountains, then he trips over a pair of shoes. Do you understand my point? That his praise is not just, oh, can climb 1,000 mountains by the power of God, then we'll go and trip over. Junior needs a pair of shoes. A pair of shoes. Becomes Wahala at home. You see what I'm talking about? Life of praise. What is a life of praise? Not just a time of praise. Junior needs a pair of shoes. Alright? There's no money in my pocket right now. That is praise. Praise the Lord. Junior, you need a pair of shoes. You will not lack a pair of shoes. I will get you a pair of shoes. God is a supplier. God is good. You will have a pair of shoes. Just wait. Are you getting what I'm saying? Not I don't know what's going on in this country. Shoes are getting too expensive. And these children these days, they just be growing anyhow. If they don't grow, you go and see a doctor. They are growing now because it's costing you money. You they complain. That's why I say Christians, oftentimes, it's still idolatry. We go to church, we close our eyes. God is good. Oh, hallelujah. The God that created the heavens, that lives in light eternal. Ask the person, what's the meaning? He don't know. When he reach us now, somebody say, Abego, by next week we have to start getting ready to pay this money. Eh? When must we pay? Must the children go to school, self? What is it? At the beginning of every term we must pay. Did you not pay last term? Then we'll go to church on Sunday. Praise the Lord. El Shaddai,
El Shaddai, Shama, blah, 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 blah. Elohim, Adonai. Oh, he's doing just it is him.
And I say, when you see that brother worshiping, hallelujah. He worships God from the bottom of his heart. Go home and ask his wife. Forget all this church thing. Ask his wife, whether I worship or not be worship. True worshippers. It's not a song. It can express itself in a song. It's a lifestyle. It's a recognition of where the power belongs. It's a declaration of where the power belongs. Every time you get up and you speak, like I said, praise is what? A response to a situation. Jobs are hard to find. They say it. It's impossible to start a business in this country. They say it. Those statements, how do you respond to them? That's what decides whether you are a person of praise or you are not. Do you understand? Praise, let me just say, jobs are hard to find. Don't worry, promotion comes from God. These things, they are not in the hand of government. We're just praying for government. That is just a passing statement. It's not a big deal. You just said it in passing. So you have to pay the children's school fees next week. Next week. God will always come through. After all, he's a supplier, he's a provider. You haven't said anything serious. You have not put on music. You've not started waving your hands and speaking other tongues and holding your stomach and bending over. It's good. If it gets to that point, do it. Amen? But that's not where it starts from. That's what I'm going to explain. That is not, praise is not bribery. Praise him plenty. How many hours have you done? 1 hour now. Things you could not be impressed by now. No. The money we are looking for is big. More add another hour, John. That's not what praise is. Praise is that no matter how much money we need, he's the only one that will see supply it. Today I was reading this book again, and I recommended it then. Go and read it. It will help you. Happiest People on Earth by Damon Shakarian. I've read that book so many times. I'm always reading it. I just saw it on the bed a few days ago. I started reading it again. This morning the book spoke to me. And this lesson was how he tried to start Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship International. For one whole year, they were struggling. He had fire burning in him. Even his wife finally had to agree that I think we should shut this thing down. He said, but something in him just wouldn't rest. The day they were supposed to shut it down, that next day they were going to announce that this is the last day that we are meeting. We are shutting this whole thing down. They had the minister staying over in their house. And they were just talking with the man. The man said, no, this is a serious matter. We should talk some more. They spoke into the late, the early hours of the morning. Then his wife went in, was supposed to go in and go and, he said he let him go and pray. Then the minister said, okay, let him help his wife pack the dishes. That is Demon Shakarian's wife, pack the dishes. Then he will now go to his room and go and start praying. Apparently, when he finished with the dishes, the man went to his room to pray, but his wife came and joined, just walked to the piano and started playing. Because by that time, the Holy Spirit had descended. And he had visions and dreams and, he had revelations. In the morning, when he went into that man's room, they found he was still lying on the floor in his clothes, praying. You understand? Now, this is the point. They just got ready and went for the meeting. His friend the last time told him, and let me just, before I say that, what happened during the revelation? The Lord just said to him, do you ever doubt my power? What was he saying? He said, this last year, I'm summarizing it now. You have struggled to build this thing by yourself. Finally, now, say you have given up. Now, watch me build it. His friend who last Saturday just told him that, I wouldn't give you 5 cents for this whole organization. He saw the guy there next Saturday, that morning. And he was surprised that the man was around. And the man had an envelope for him. He was a member of the board of trustees, so he thought the man was resigning. He opened the envelope. It was a check for $1,000. Ah, he said, I thought last week you said you couldn't give 5 cents for this. The man said, that was last week. This is this week. That during the night, the Lord woke me up and said, this thing is going to go global. It's going to need money. You are going to give the first offering towards it. So he came that morning with $1,000. And that man drove 400 kilometers through the night to make the meeting. 400 miles. In case you don't know, that's like going from here to Lagos. Yeah, that's 400 miles. Going from here to Lagos is about 400 miles. We use kilometers in Nigeria. 400 miles multiplied by 1.6. Alright, that gives you just a little over 600 kilometers. That's going to Lagos. The man drove the whole night to get there just to tell him that, listen, my printing press is yours. this magazine, this organization will need a voice. So they started Full Gospel Businessmen's Voice. You see it till today. Why? Because the power of God was manifested. What are we saying? The power belongs to God. Your struggle to build things in your life is your struggle that has been the problem. I don't know whether you get my point. You have not realized that the power belongs to God. I read that book again this morning. I went to go to my office very early, but I was reading it. I just had to relax. And it spoke some things to me. Ideas I had before, I dropped them sharp. Listen, on the spot. Even concerning ministry, life, I dropped them on the spot. So boy, the power does not belong to you. The power belongs to God. What I need to do is recognize what my own assignment is each season. And like I keep on saying, I'm a preacher. I'm not an organizer. Amen. I'm a preacher. I'm not a bookseller. I'm a preacher. I'm not an arranger. You know, like network people. You know my job? Preach. So if you want ministry to grow, Pastor Banky, preach some more. I don't know what I hear. I pray you will get that point. So ministry needs to expand. You know what God is saying? Grab the Bible and talk some more. Teach some more. If you're teaching three times a week before, increase them to five. You are getting what I'm saying? It's not now. This is now time to. We need to raise partners. Praise God. We raise partners because we need them. We need them to move this gospel forward. You don't need them. You need who? God. If God sends partners, fine. If he sends enemies, fine. You say, why? Don't worry. You'll be amazed at what enemies can do. They will carry your book. There are some false brethren these days writing that they won't know they are saying it. 2 million people are watching. They will abuse your book. 2 million people say, hey, what kind of nonsense book is that? Then 2 million people will buy it. And read it and say, hey, why was Pastor shouting now? My God. Hey, Holy Spirit. I beg, give me 10 more copies. I have to give to all my friends and relatives. That was an enemy. You see what I'm saying? You thought you needed partners. God said, no, you need enemies. He said, Lord, can you supply more enemies? The Lord said, no. The enemies have done their job. This time around, I'll send you friends. You see what I'm saying? Really, you don't know what you need. It's God that you need. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
What is praise? Praise is to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. I don't need any man. He says, send us help from above, for vain is the help of man. If God wants to send a friend, he will send it. If he wants to send an enemy, you know how he lifted David into the throne? He sent Goliath. If it's most of us want to arrange, we'll send PDP card membership. No be so. Uh-huh. But God sent who? Goliath. That was how he lifted David. You don't know what you need, really, outwardly. But you need God. Are you getting what I'm saying? What is praise? To wake up in the morning and say, God, you are the one I need. What is thanksgiving? Is to say everything I receive in life. You don't think that, I'm so rich now. Ties are nothing. I have a million of them. If somebody gives you a tie, still collect it. Hold it. Say, Lord, I thank you. Rejoice over it. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. That is a commandment too. Don't think that right now in my life, I thank God. Things like that are no longer an issue. Yeah, you are right. They're no longer an issue. But every time God gives it to you. I mean, do you think food was a problem for Jesus Christ? No, answer me. Was it? How come he still gave thanks every time he had to eat? So if they give you a tie, collect the tie and say, Lord, forget tie, handkerchief. Because there was a time, I told you, men used to bet with clothing. Go and read the story of Samson. If you can get this, you give me 10 suits. I'm serious. The man had to go and fight to get the suits to pay the gamble. So the fact that you have plenty now, it doesn't change the fact that it was God that made it possible. So if you get a new handkerchief, somebody gives you, especially when somebody gives you, say, eh? In my level in life, he's giving me a handkerchief. You not see my car? What are you going to take this one and do? Now, wow. Some people don't even get respect. Collect the handkerchief and say, thank you. May God bless you. And under your breath, say, Lord, I thank you for this handkerchief. You don't need it? Fine. Then give it to somebody who needs it. That is how to celebrate something. That is a life of worship. Let's not worship the devil in our everyday life, then go to sing praises in church on Sunday. Some people who have church for Sunday go sweat like this. Sweat. The pastor said, man, that guy, look at him. That's a man who's going somewhere. Look at the way he's praising God. Why would they look? Say, amen. So my husband is going where? Hey. Pastor never follow us, rich house. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. But I've spoken the whole time today. I wanted us to just after that then begin to make declarations. You know, he said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. That is what praise is. What do you say of God? What do you say of God? Like I said, it's a response to every one of life's situations. You have a small pain somewhere in your stomach. That was how my father's pain started that time. And he died after 16 months. That's the opposite of what? Praise. You have a small pain in your stomach. How do you respond? Himself took my infirmities and my diseases. By his stripes I have been healed. I thank God because health is my portion. Only from God comes divine health. Do you understand? Like I said, praise is what? A response. It's not just song. You can express yourself in a song. It's how you respond to life situations. I'm going to say, I will finish you. You're going to start praying against your enemies. Because a man said, I will finish you. Answer him there and then. To begin and to finish me does not lie in your hands. It lies in God's hands. That is praise. Don't be vexed. Are you vexed? Your guy in the office say, I am going to finish you. You will never amount to anything. He says, sir, I'm very, very sorry. Just by the way, sir, that statement is not correct. No, really, really. No matter how powerful he plays, he is. Explain to him nicely. Very nicely. Sir, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry you are angry. But just by the way, sir, it's not good for you to say things like that. You can't finish anybody. You can't start anybody. I will fire you. And now we go. Now my company. But as we're finishing me, oh boy, you not lie for your hand, though. Not even try them. If I vex, I go report you. You know, there are things you just have to say, oh God, leave this matter. Now don't say this one, no. Don't say this one. I'm just telling you now in your mind. So God, leave this matter. I promise you, I won't report you. Because if I go home and kneel down, oh God, you say you will finish me. You are dead. Go and say, God, here, I heard their cry. You understand what I'm saying? God, in here. I'm going to finish me. How can he finish me? What are you going to do about it? I'll finish him first. He said, okay, I don't go report. I'll just leave it there. I believe it was a mistake. Have mercy upon him because he does not know what he's saying. Listen, that's an attitude of what? Praise. It's an attitude of what? Praise. Let's rise to our feet. I've spoken the whole time. I was hoping to... No, they'll see next time. It's a school of prayer. It's a school of prayer. It's a school of prayer. He said, I will say of the Lord, it's my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Praise is what you say of God. What do you say of him concerning your situation? Just begin to pray. Just call him a name. If you have a problem, call him the solution. I will say of the Lord. It's what you say of him. That's what praise is. He said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, that's how they abide though, is by what they say. I will say of the Lord. What do you say of God? How do you respond to the situations of your life? That's what praise is. That is what praise is. Thanksgiving is recognizing that anything you have, oh boy, oh girl, is not your strength, it's not your work, it's not your abilities. It's God that gave you that gift. And that was why every time Jesus had to eat, he always gave thanks. So just thank him. Say, Lord, you are my strength. You are my refuge. You are my fortress. In you I trust. You are my defense. You are my provider. You are my life. That is, you are my life. You are the reason my heart beats. Have you ever thought about it? Heart just continues beating. You live 100 years, that thing beats. On the average, maybe 80 times. If you count the time you're exercising, you beat more than 80 times a minute for 100 years, always beating. There's a reason for it. You are asleep. You don't make any effort on your part to keep breathing. There's a reason why you kept on breathing. And don't let scientists tell you it's because of sodium channels and potassium channels and calcium channels. Depolarization and repolarization. Listen, those are the ways scientists describe the hand of God. So the reason why your heart beat is called the hand of God. So Lord, I thank you. I recognize, I acknowledge it. And I declare for the whole world to hear it. You are the reason why I'm alive. You are the reason why I'm alive. You are the reason why I have clothes to wear. You are the reason why I have food to eat. You are the reason why I'm alive. You are the reason why I have children. You are the reason why I even want to have children. You are the reason why I have a hope. You are the reason. It's not for any other reason. Or if I watch what is going on outside there, I will be discouraged. But Lord, you are the reason. You are the reason. You are the reason. You are the reason. And I declare for everybody to hear, he is the reason why I live. He is the reason why I live. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I will live also. Because he lives, I am an overcomer. My success, my victory, my effectiveness, my reward in life is simply because he lives. Oh Lord, we call you what you are. He said, what should I tell you? He said, say, I am that I am. I am everything that you are supposed to have in life. I am the source of everything. Say, Lord, you are the source of everything. You are the source of my life. You are the source of my life. You are the source of my victory. You are the source of my health. You are the source of everything I want. Joy does not come from a wife. Joy does not come from a husband. It comes from you and you alone. Satisfaction does not come from food. Solomon said it does not come from food. It is something that God gives to the man that is eating. There are people who eat and they can't be satisfied. Why? Because God has not given it to them. Say, Lord, you are the source of my satisfaction. Oh, my man, remember what I said? Let's close. Remember what I said? Praise is a lifestyle. It is a response to situations in life. Life is always demanding that you speak. Life is always demanding that you speak. Your wife will annoy you. Life wants you to answer. This woman, I will divorce you one day. The devil say, thank you. Thank you. It is the sword of the spirit you have given me. I will use it to break your life in pieces. But your wife annoys you one day, you just look. I say, Pastor Banky said that whatever Adam called every living creature, that was his name. Use this woman. You will not make me say anything negative. You are a gift of God. The gift of God, they make rich. The blessing of God, and they don't add any sorrow to it. You will not give me sorrow. You're angry. You know, this is anger. You're using the talk. Let me just tell you in this house. You will not give me sorrow. You can't give me sorrow. You're a blessing. You hear? I can tell my children. When they annoy you, you don't say, this stupid child. You say, is that a good child behavior? It's a question. And the child will agree with you. No, it's not. Is that a Jesus boy behavior? The other day, my little boy was telling lies. So we needed to cast out the demon of lying. And it's not by prayer and fasting. It's using a rod. Amen? There are different techniques for different things. So after I've applied the balm of Gilead, which is the rod of God, into his life, and he had learned the lesson. I made him write it many times. One line was, nothing but the truth. The next line is, I am a Jesus boy. He filled a whole page with one, filled a whole page with the other. 4-year-old boy. He can spell it for you properly now. Because I made him write it, nothing but the truth. And he put on the other side, I am a Jesus boy. As soon as I arrived, he said, Daddy, I finished writing it. Let me see it. But you won't. You know, some parents, they don't know. Eh? Anybody that lies, we steal. They go start. Prophecy. When we're young, we used to hear things like that. One day you will steal. They will execute you as an armed robber. You think you are warning the child? No, you don't. You've not. It's because you have the light of God. Go to where the light of God is not there. And the person thinks it's time to scare the child not to steal. You are stealing. One day you will go to prison. I'm just telling you. It's not warning, it's prophetic. After a while, the boy is hearing, he's used to it. When daddy or mommy starts, one day you go to prison. He's saying it with you. And next time he's going to say, he's actually in jail. He's not a bad boy. You prophesied over him. And it was to you according to your faith. I said, life is always demanding that you talk. So when they demand like that, no, I don't go talk the one where they want here. I will talk the one that God says I should speak. So I'll tell my child, listen, this is not Jesus boy behavior. This is Jesus boy behavior. Are you a Jesus boy? I remember that song my children used to sing those days. My wife would drill them in the, yeah. Are you in the Lord's army? That's to a child who misbehaves. Are you in the Lord's army? I used to make those two older boys say, yes, sir. They will put up their hand like this. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Repeat it. I will never. They will sing the song. Life is always demanding that you talk. They will threaten your job. Life wants to hear what you will say. You say, Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. Without this job, you know, I just took a loan. Without this job, I'm dead. Pastor, pray for me. If they withdraw this job, I'm dead. I'm dead. You just spoke. What's life doing? Making demands. Say something. Say something. That's what life is saying. Say something. And I say, what is praise? How you respond to each one of those situations. That's what praise is. If you give the power to God by your words. Remember what he said. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall do what? Shall abide. Now, the next thing is, how do they abide? I will say of the Lord. That's what locates them in places. What do they say? Just say, Father, we thank you. Let's close. Say, Lord, we thank you. We worship you. You are the true and only God. Say, Lord, you are the true and only God. You are the only living one. And we praise you. We worship you. We adore you. You indeed are the King of all the earth. You reign over all. You are the source of my promotion. Father, we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ.